From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. America's Democratic governors have named New York Governor Andrew M. Cuomo as the next vice chair of the National Governors Association. The announcement made over the weekend raises Cuomo's national profile and reinforces his image as a pragmatist who can work with Republicans to get things done. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is the current chairman of the bipartisan organization. Beginning next July, a Republican will serve as NGA chair, and Cuomo will become the vice chair, according to the organization's press release. In a lengthy statement acknowledging his appointment, Cuomo touted his accomplishments on issues like paid family leave and gun control. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman is reporting nominations are now being accepted for the annual Greene County Senior Citizen Awards. Two prizes are awarded, Senior Citizen of the Year and Outstanding Contribution by a Senior Citizen. The awards recognize the contributions and achievements of seniors who have volunteered their time and energy to help other people, their communities, or special projects. Those who win the county level are then nominated for New York State Awards. Any Greene County resident age 60 or older is eligible. Achievements must be voluntary in nature, performed in Greene County, and not part of paid employment. Past nominees can be renominated as long as they have not won the top awards. Official nomination forms are available by calling the Greene County Department of Human Services at 518-719-3555. The deadline for entries is January 31st. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union on RIP Medical Debt, an organization that has eliminated health care debt for nearly 1,300 people in upstate New York. No strings attached. Daniel Leppert, a spokesman for RIP Medical Debt, said, and I quote, "A lot of people get our letters and think they're too good to be true and throw them out. That's why we try to get the word out," end quote. In the Capital Region, 146 people had nearly $300,000 worth of old debt wiped out, all because Judith Jones and Carolyn Kenyon of Ithaca got the idea to raise money for a good cause. The women are members of the Finger Lakes chapter of the Campaign for New York Health, which advocates for universal health coverage. When they came across RIP Medical Debt, they were intrigued. RIP Medical Debt was founded in 2014 by two former debt collection industry executives who teamed up to create a nonprofit that would buy up medical debt incurred by people who are hard up financially for the sole purpose of forgiving it. Jones and Kenyon raised $12,500 in 4 months, which RIP then used to purchase $1.5 million in debt. More than one in three Americans say they struggle to afford the cost of medical care. And three of every four people who end up in medical bankruptcy had insurance. Among the strangers who had bills cleared by RIP Medical Debt were seven people from Greene County owing more than $26,000. Limpert said, and I quote, "We really want people to be aware of what a terrible problem medical debt is, and we want recipients of these letters to know this debt is finally off their credit report," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Ken Lovett is reporting in the Daily News outgoing U.S. Representative John Faso is rumored to be a possible replacement for State Republican Party Chairman Ed Cox following a disastrous election day for the GOP. However, Cox recently told the Daily News he intends to serve until his term expires and then run for re-election in September. Party insiders say they believe Faso would be interested. When asked, the one-term congressman did not necessarily rule out the possibility, but said he has not given the idea any thought as he is focused on his final weeks in Congress. Faso declined to discuss any ideas he might have about what the state GOP needs to do going forward. He is the former state assembly minority leader and unsuccessful candidate for governor and state controller. In November, Faso lost to Democrat Antonio Delgado. Other candidates for the party's top spot include Erie County Chairman Nicholas Langworthy and Suffolk County's John J. Laval. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.